Okay, so now we're about to get to the creative, the fun stuff. I mean, we just went through a lot of the more dry stuff, some of the planning stuff, some of the overview stuff. Now we need to really start nailing down what's going to be the whole theme and the story of your launch. So we're going to take a look at the story and the offer, and I've also got this product idea generator for you. So let's talk about the story. Remember, all launches are stories. And basically, you're telling your story over time, just like in a novel or a movie, the story is told over time. So, right here, I'm going to try to help you identify the needs, the wants, and the desires of your prospect. And then you end up tailoring your story to those needs and wants and fears. Now, it's a little bit what I've decided I'm going to do is try to be somewhat interactive. I want you as your homework to sit down and think about these things. I'm going to walk through them and write them down. Then I'm actually going to I'm actually going to put together a survey, and everyone taking the class, the Product Launch Formula 2 class, can feel free to go fill out that survey with these items in it. And then I'll come back and I can't guarantee I'll get to everyone, but I'll go through a bunch of these and I'll give what I think is a good storyline for the launch. And I've actually done this in a live workshop, and I was able to teach people how to come up with stories almost nonstop, because once you get the skill of being able to come up with the story. And it's pretty easy to do and pretty formulaic, and you're going to see how I can do it over and over and over for all kinds of markets, even if I know nothing about the market. And I know I can show you how to do it as well. So basically, let's walk through some of these questions. So first, you really need to define who is your prospect. And what you need to do is try to create an Eben Pagan calls this an avatar, where you try to create an avatar for your prospect. An avatar is sort of like a pretend person. So sit down and think about who is that person, who's your prospect. And if you can make it one person, that's ideal. If there's two or three people, that's okay. But sit there and write a description and get very real, like they're sitting across from you. And obviously, your prospect could be a wide range of people. Then maybe it's someone from 20 to 50 years old, but try to nail down the average person, someone you can connect with, someone you can see in your mind's eye, and write down who is your prospect. Tell me about their age. Tell me about their sex. Tell me about what they're interested in, where they are in their lives. Okay, now write down what does your prospect really, really want? And actually, you know what? When I go back here, I mean, this is going to take you a little bit of time. So feel free to stop this video now and fill us out. Who is your prospect? You know, don't just blow through this. Don't blow this off. Stop the video now and write down who is your prospect. Give me a real description of that person. And then when you're ready, you know, take several minutes doing that. If you need to meditate on it and take a half hour, that's fine. Then just come back and hit the play button again. Okay, now what does your prospect really, really want? And I mean, this is like, say you're selling golf clubs. Do they want a driver that has the head size is such and such a size, and then it's made out of titanium or graphite or whatever they're made out of? I'm not a golfer, or I'm not very much of a golfer. Do they care about what the shafts are made out of or what the handles are made out of? In general, no. I think what they probably care about is they care about beating their buddies the next time they go out golfing. They probably care about when they step up for on the first tee, and everyone can watch them, and people in the clubhouse can watch them, that they nail that drive. They get that first drive is all important, right? So they care about how they look from everyone in the clubhouse. And maybe they care about when they pull up in their golf cart at the end of the round or before the round, and they're out in front of the clubhouse, that their clubs look cool, that people look at their clubs and say, wow, you know, those are cool clubs. So those are probably like three things that most golfers care about a lot more than like the actual construction of the golf clubs. So That's what I'm talking about. If you're selling Corvettes, what does your prospect really care about? Does he care about how many horsepower there are in the engine? Does he care about how many cylinders are in the engine, or what size the tires are, or the warranty? No, I bet you he more cares about impressing other people, specifically probably people of the opposite sex, or maybe impressing his or her neighbors. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. What does your prospect really want? I'm not talking, you don't want to start telling me about the benefits or what they want, for what they, the features they think they want. What is the outcome they're really after? Okay. So go ahead and stop the recording and spend some time here and tell me, what does your prospect really want? This is critical stuff. This is what's going to get you to your story, which that sets up your entire launch. So go ahead and stop the video now. Write down, tell me, what does your prospect really want? Okay, so what's his or her, your prospect's real hot points? What's their pain points? What's causing them a lot of pain in their lives? Like, if it's that golfer, he's getting up on that first tee and he's slicing the ball into the woods right off the bat. I mean, that would be a pain point. Getting up and missing putts when, he's betting his buddies and that putt counts for everything, that's a pain point. What are the hot points? Where is the pain for your prospect? So go ahead and stop the video now and write down, what are the real hot points? Maybe if you're an internet marketer, you're selling internet marketing stuff, it could be that they can't get any traffic to their website. Okay, next. What are the top fears and frustrations for your prospect? This is very, very similar to the hot points. I'm basically asking in a slightly different fashion. So what are they worried about? What keeps them up at night? What's their biggest frustrations? I'll go ahead and stop the video and write those down. What are their top fears, frustrations? What gets them just mad? What keeps them awake at night? What gets them really worried? Okay, next. What are their top wants and desires? What's the outcome that they really want in whatever area of their lives we're involved in? If it's relationship and you're selling relationship stuff, what do they really want? What are they really after? What's the end goal that they think that they want? Go ahead and stop the video. Write down their top wants and desires. Okay, now this is a little bit different. And this is where looking to discover the hidden benefits within your product. So what things does your product do or give to your prospect that he or she doesn't know about? What are those hidden underlying benefits, the things that are really, really cool that could make a real impact on their lives that they don't even have a clue about? Like, for instance, product launch formula, people think, they haven't been through this, they might think, wow, it gives you a lot of money. You do a product launch and it gives you tons of money. They don't think about the fact that you can also build a list with your launch, and the fact that you get a great relationship with your list, and that great relationship means all kinds of things down the road, like additional launches and opportunities to promote other stuff and make a lot of money from that great relationship. And then also they don't think about the positioning, so that you often will get expert positioning. You almost get a godfather position within your market. So people look at a product launch, they think it's just about money. If I'm going to sell it, if I'm going to sell the whole idea of product launch formula and that people should learn how to do product launches, then I also want to communicate, well, yeah, it gets you some money, but it also builds a list for you, builds a relationship with your list. It gives you huge momentum. It builds your positioning and attracts JV partners. There's all these extra benefits that people don't know about that they get from product launches. And so for me, it's a continual matter of educating people on all those extra benefits. So with your product, what is your product or service do that your prospect doesn't know about yet? So go ahead and stop the video and write that down or type it up. Okay, now we're going to go on to the offer. We're going to talk about the offer here. Let me close that up. Okay, so the offer, these are the basics. And one thing I want to say about this is both the story and the offer will evolve over time during your launch. Because remember, you're in that conversation with your market. So they might not, maybe you've got the whole thing nailed right from the beginning, but it's likely that you'll adjust the story and the whole plot line as you're going along, as you're starting to get feedback from the market. And the offer is very much the same way. A lot of times you're coming right down to a couple of days before launch when you're still trying to figure out exactly what you're giving them, how you're going to position it, especially like with bonuses and things, you know. So don't worry about that you don't have this thing completely nailed down, or you think you just have this inkling that it's not a perfect offer. You'll figure that out as you get closer. So moving on to the offer. What are you going to give them? So in other words, what's the product? How are you going to deliver it? What are the bonuses you're going to give? And what kind of launch bonuses? So generally, if I'm going to launch, I want to have launch bonuses that are extra bonuses they get just during the launch time, because we want to create some excitement, some additional excitement. And if this product's going to be available forever, then, you know, unless there's something special, something bad happens after the launch, there's no real incentive to act during the launch. And so what do I mean by something bad happening? What I mean is that either the product goes off the market, they can't get it anymore, the price might increase, or certain bonuses go away, that they can't get any more bonuses after the launch, or they get fewer bonuses, or they get the product is cut down in some way. So you want to have something change after the launch that gives, that's basically a scarcity play. You're using the scarcity trigger that they have to act during the launch to get the best deal. So the three easiest ways is price goes up, bonuses go away, or product comes off the market, at least in its current form, at least for some period of time. Now, for the most part, people don't like to take products off the market because then you stop selling it, you stop making money. And I generally agree with that. I like to avoid pulling products off the market. But there are some times where you're better off pulling it off the market. There are product launch formula owners that basically will do a new launch like every month or every 2 months or every 3 months. And the only time a product's available is during the launch period. So, there's lots of different ways you can structure this. But basically, what are you going to give them? What's the product? How are you going to deliver it to them? You know, what are all the deliverables? And then your bonuses and your launch bonuses. Then the other key is, what's your guarantee? Unless you've thought about your guarantee and you've written it down and you have it nailed, then you don't have your offer complete yet. And then what is the price? How much are you going to charge people? How are they going to pay you? Are they going to pay with credit cards, or with PayPal, with cash, with checks? Are you going to have a payment plan? Is payment due right when you sell it? Or are you going to have like a 30-day free trial, something like that? So how are you going to price the thing? Payment plans, is it going to be a continuity type of deal where they'll pay you over time, or they keep on paying you month by month until they cancel? So you need to figure out, you know, these are just basics, but you really have to figure, every single one of these, there's different strategic and tactical considerations. So you need to start working on this and writing down what you think your offer is going to be. Again, it doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be finalized, but you need to start working on it. Okay, now let's take a look at this product idea generator. And this is mostly geared towards information marketers. But like I said earlier, even if you're selling widgets or services, you can still use all these, you can still use information products, information marketing as bonuses. And even if it's not as a bonus, as pre-launch material, it can be very powerful. So basically services, if you're selling a product, services that relate to the product. Audio, you can do as a download or on a CD. Video, you can do screen capture video. You could do real motion video that teaches about the product, that shows people using the product. Worksheets, spreadsheets, checklists. People love that kind of stuff. Consultations are, they're real easy to offer them. They can be a little painful to do, but they're very, it's always a real simple, easy way to build value in a product. Exclusive follow-up subscriptions, in other words, some type of subscription that they can only get if they purchase your product. Case studies are really powerful. You can give them case studies. You can do case studies with them. The great thing about that is then you're setting yourself up for your relaunch. Free or discounted updates for the product, membership sites, Rolodex. This is basically where you're giving people sort of a resource of everything, vendors, potential partners, companies, suppliers. It can be very, very valuable. Quick Start Guide is a great thing to include in just about any product because that gets them, you know, basically gives them a roadmap to get started. Interactive tutorials or self-assessments, so you turn it into a real class-type environment. Transcripts, people love transcripts. I know I love them because I basically can read quite a bit faster than I can listen to audio. And video transcripts, this is sort of, if you're doing videos, especially like screen capture, like Camtasia-type videos, if you actually captured screenshots of the video and then had accompanying transcripts, that can be really powerful. A little more difficult to put together, but real powerful. Any additional products or services you could throw in as bonuses. This is a good one. Additional length of time for a subscription. So if someone buys a year subscription to something, you give them an extra 2 months. So, you know, this can be used real effectively. Like say someone has a choice of subscribing to some membership site or some subscription thing, and they can subscribe for a month or they can subscribe for a quarter or for a year. You can incent them to subscribe for a year by giving them an extra 2 months, because basically that way you've got the money in the door, and it's always nice to just add a couple months or an extra month or whatever at the end of the subscription, because the reality is on any subscription, not everyone will renew. So it's not like you're giving away straight value. In other words, if something costs $10 a month, if it's $120 a year, and you give them an extra 2 months, it's not like you're necessarily giving away $20, because the odds of them renewing may only be 50 or 60%. So you're only giving away 50 or 60% of that $20. So, I mean, that, I hope you follow that math. But basically, it's really, this is a great one. People eat this up. And it's not very costly to do. Live in-person seminars, teleseminars and webinars, coaching clubs, call-in days are very, very effective. Lots of different ways you can run that, where you can take individual calls on call-in days, or you can set it up so everyone can listen in. And that one where everyone can listen in is really powerful, because that, everyone's get the benefit of that, not just the person that you're talking to. Templates or plans, either, you know, PDFs or Word documents that give them plans, you know, or it could even be like, you know, maybe you're selling templates like that help people do job costing or something like that. Additional training, whether it be in person or chat based, phone based, extended support, like you're going to give 24-hour support, or you're going to give a, instead of 3 months support, you're going to give 6 months support. Done for you, all kinds of stuff, because people are, they're too busy to do stuff. So instead of teaching them how to do stuff, actually do it for them. You know, maybe you're selling to chiropractors. Well, maybe those chiropractors would love to have a newsletter to give to all of their clients. Well, if you write the newsletter so that they can just hand it out, that's a winner. Makeovers or hot seats. This is if you're teaching someone, anyone, anything really, you could help them with a makeover or an evaluation of what they're doing. Software has a high perceived value. You have to watch out for support issues, but software can be a great add-on to any bonus if you can. And it's, you know, it's actually out of my comfort zone. I'm not a software developer, and I haven't done any real software projects, but I know a lot of, I've got a lot of friends that have done it. And these days, programming is getting cheaper and cheaper to get it done. And so if you can, if you feel like you can take on a software project and put it together, it has high, high perceived value among your clients. Okay, we covered a lot of ground here. First of all, we started with strategy and tactics, and we went through all the strategies, tried to give you an overview of why this isn't just about getting a bunch of your buddies to send out some emails and making a bunch of money, how this really is a completely different mindset in terms of how you market and how you influence online. So we went over the strategies and the tactics. We went through a whole bunch of triggers. We talked about the sequences and the tools. We covered a lot of ground there. And we're going to keep on circling back on those strategies and tactics, and we're going to keep on showing you more and more examples. Then we went from there and we covered your launch goals, trying to figure out what your goals are so we could fine-tune your launch to hit your goals. Then we went into current assets. I hope that we did, uncovered some assets that you had forgotten about, and that you now have a little clearer picture of what your assets are, what you can drop into your launch. Then we covered the story and the offer. Now, from here is when things are going to get a lot more exciting, a lot more fun, because once we get into the sequences and especially the pre-launch content, that's when this thing really comes alive. Now, I think it's really important that you do your homework, that you come up with your goals and your assets. If you just skim through those, you got to nail those down. And then the stuff I shared with you on the story, that's critical that you spend the time going through that. And then if you want the chance for me to critique your story, not so much critique it, but possibly come up with a new story, because you know, I really didn't explain exactly how to come up with a story. I more gave you the questions. And then what I'm going to do is for the people who send them in to me, like I said, I'm not going to get to everyone, but I think we're going to get to a large number of them. I'm going to go through and give you stories for, you know, those questions you answered. And then once I do that, you're going to start to see how to come up with your story. Even if I don't give you your story, you're going to see how I can do it over and over and over for other people. And this is a secret. A lot of those stories are completely transferable from one launch to another to another. It's amazing. I was just in a workshop where we had one person who was, you know, dealing with a product that was, you know, how to pick up women, and another guy who was dealing with a product that was about, it was for pastors, about how to make sure that new people that came to your church would come back to your church, and another guy who was selling adventure travel. I mean, three very, very different products and niches and markets. And we basically created stories for all of those and many, many more. And it's amazing how similar those stories were. So what I want you to do is write down the answers to those questions, and maybe the story will start to emerge for you. But even if it doesn't, in the coming days and weeks, I'm going to show you how I create stories and how you can take the same stories I create and probably drop them into your business. So, or into your launch. So we covered the story and the offer. Now things are going to get exciting. We're going to be walking you through pre-launches. I'm going to show you the exact sequences I've used in pre-launches. And we're going to go through some total sequences and the plans that you come up with before the launch that sort of go step by step, what piece of content, what to do each day as you walk through the launch. So that's what's coming up next as we walk through this entire template and work towards getting you a full-out product launch blueprint.